Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows and Cedric in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
And no, Mom, we ain't found a trace of Robert yet. Well, I don't much believe he was over in your part of town at all, so I think it's safe to let your young'uns outside.
I wouldn't take a chance with that thing running loose, Abner.
Yes, Mom.
Just tell him to keep him pinned up.
Well, much obliged for calling. Goodbye.
Grannies, I still can't figure out how that thing could have disappeared that way. Cedric, exactly whereabouts was Robert at the last time you seen him?
Well, Walton.
Law me, Lum, we've been over that 1,000 or 100 times.
I know it, but I keep hoping we'll find some new clue we've overlooked before. Go on, Cedric.
Poor Robert.
Well, Robert had just made a left bank off in Main Street and was coming in at 2 o'clock when I contacted smiling Captain Peabody at observation post number 1.
Well, now, wait a minute. Stop right there, Cedric. I want you to tell me this in English. Body can't tell nothing from that comic book talk you and Abner been using. Just tell me in everyday language what happened.
Robert just up and run away. That's what happened.
Gone, Cedric.
Run away from home.
Well, Robert had just turned off in Main Street at the corner where the Foster's house is. So then I run a half a block ahead of him and call Mr. Abner from the Seastrunks' house to tell him when to turn at the next corner. And then I run around the corner and call from the Blevins's. That's where Robert was supposed to deliver the groceries, but he never showed up there.
In other words, Robert never turned that last corner.
Well, either that or Mr. Abner turned him the wrong way, one. I don't know which.
No, sir, now, Cedric, I turned him the right way. I know I did. Leastways, I think I did.
Well, something went wrong, Summers. We know that. Well, what'd you do then, Cedric?
Well, I had a glass of milk at the Blevins's because I was thirsty, and then I went back to the corner where Robert was supposed to turn at, and I couldn't see him nowhere.
Poor little lost Robert.
And then I went back towards the Seastrunks' to see if Robert had turned off in the road and was hiding twixt a couple of houses, but I couldn't find him nowhere.
Well, what your order did first was to go up in the direction Robert was heading instead of going back towards the Seastrunks'.
Well, I did look there afterwards. Looked in the other direction, too, sort of figuring Mr. Abner might have made him turn the corner the wrong way.
Yeah, but it was too late then. Robert had to get clean out of sight.
I think somebody kidnapped him. That's what I think.
Oh, Abner, that's silly. Now, we've been over all that. I told you 100 times you can't kidnap a robot.
Well, a robot napped him then.
Well, I'll admit something peculiar's happened to him, all right.
Oh, yeah.
We've combed that whole section over there, and it just seems strange to me that anything as big as that robot could get lost.
Yeah, yeah. The robot nappers is hiding him. That's what they're doing.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, sir. They're hiding him for ransoms.
He's out west of town there, Summers. I'm mighty nigh sure he kept on going straight that day and never turned the corner neither way. If he'd have turned the corner, the folks in the houses along that street would have saw him.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But nobody did.
No.
And there ain't no houses on west of the corner, except in that old vacant Tilford place. So he must have went that way.
Yeah. Well, he's gone, I know that. I just wish now I'd never talked so mean to him or bawled him out the way I done. I ought to be horsewhipped. That's what ought to happen to me. Horsewhipped.
You ought to be horsewhipped forever letting that thing get out of control. No telling what damage Robert might be doing wandering around loose that way. Wish you could have figured out how to stop him with that control box before you broke it.
Well, I never broke it on a purpose, Lum. The gadget you turned him off with got stuck there some way, so I just taken that wrench and tried to turn it. That's what I was doing, and that blame thing broke off.
Well, if you'd have listened to me in the first place, none of this would have happened. I told you was going to turn out to be another Frankenstein if you wasn't careful. No, no, you had to go ahead and be Abner the Master.
Yeah. Well, I would have been, too, if something hadn't went wrong.
That's the trouble. Something always does go wrong anytime anybody tries to be master. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it, smiling Captain Peabody.
Now, Lum, now don't talk mean to me like that. I never meant to do nothing wrong. Besides, can't you see how tore up I am over Robert being missing, Lum? I'm grief-struck. That's what I am. Grief-struck.
Well, I'm grief-struck in myself, Mr. Abner. I know just how you feel. Robert had got to where he seemed just like a brother to me.
Yeah, me too, Cedric. Or my son, I don't know which. I've always wanted a boy. Yeah, I had one. Now he's run away from home. Bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
He did look a right smart like you, Mr. Abner, come to think about it.
Cedric, don't remind me of such things. It just breaks my heart open.
Of course, your eyes don't light up and turn green like his done.
No. He
Shame
had the
too.
Prettiest set of eyes I ever set eyes on. Yeah, that's what I mean, I reckon. Poor little Robert.
Oh, this is sad.
Poor little Robert. Out there all by himself summers. Hungry and tired, lonesome. I just hope he don't catch a pneumonia.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. Sitch talk. A machine can't get hungry or catch the pneumonies.
No, yeah, maybe not. But if it starts raining, he'll get awful rusty, I know that. Catch a rustmonias, maybe. Hope his kneecap ain't dropped off again.
What you ought to do is just stop worrying about how that dad blame robot's feeling and start worrying about what damage he might be doing.
Hey, Lum, reckon it'd do any good if we notified the Bureau of Missing Persons?
No.
Missing machines, I reckon you'd call it.
No.
Well, Lum, we ought to notify somebody now. We can't let the poor little fella run around out there by himself. Maybe we ought to put an ad in the personal columns in the paper. Say, Robert, come home. All is forgave, or something like that. Reckon that'd do any good?
Of course not. He can't read.
No.
Silly.
No, he don't take a paper neither that I know of.
That's what I wish we could do, though, is figure out how to get in touch with Dr. Grill there in Washington and ask him what to do in a case like this. He might know some way to bring Robert back here.
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. Then he'd find out we've been using his robot. And before he left here, Lum, he told us not to even look in the box and see what was in there.
Yeah, that's right, Ann.
Oh, yeah, he told us that.
Wish now we'd have listened to him and done like he told us. Just goes to show you how much trouble curiosity can get you into.
Poor little Robert. Poor little feller. I never ought to have bawled him out for crushing that Cracker Barrel the other day. He couldn't help it. He just never knowed his own strength. That was his trouble.
Yeah, and that's what worries me now, him not knowing his own strength and running loose. Now, we better go back over that spot where Robert was last saw and start walking due west again and see if we can't find him.
Mom, we've did that 20 times if we've did it once.
I know, but maybe we never went far enough. Don't forget you had him turned up to high speed when he disappeared.
Yeah, that's right. Dad blamed me. I would have him running.
I admit his high speed wasn't very fast, but you take steady walking that way, and you can give her a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah. More likely got further than we'd think, all right.
So let's make another trip out there anyway. Maybe you better stay here and watch the store this time, Abner. Me and Cedric can go out and hunt.
No, sir. If anybody's going out looking for my boy Robert, I'm going along with him. I was the one he thought the most of. Well, I believe I was closer to him than anybody.
All right. You two can go then. I'll stay here. Just so somebody goes.
Yeah, we'll go.
We've got to do something. We can't just sit here and let the thing tear the whole countryside to pieces.
Oh, now, Lum, little Robert wouldn't do nothing like that.
Well, all I know is that we got most of the folks in Pine Ridge half scared to death. I know that. They're afraid to go outdoors on account of it.
Why, he wouldn't hurt nobody. I know he wouldn't.
I don't know. He might not crush you to death one day there in the feed room.
Well, that was just an accident. He got me mixed up with a sack of feed there.
Well, it's just the kind of accident everybody's feared will happen again. Well, you fellas get started and be sure you go far enough this time. Go at least 5 miles past where we went last time.
Yeah, we'll do it. Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpappy Spears. Maybe he's got some news about Robert.
I've got my doubts.
Well, he might have. I don't look there. He's got a telegram in his hand. That one of them little yellow envelopes he's got in his hand there.
Granny, that does look like it.
Why, sure it is. Maybe it's from Robert. He's wired me.
Telegram.
Yeah, we seen you had it, Granny.
Telegram for Mr. Edwards.
Mr. Edwards? I thought surely Robert would address it to me.
Let's see it, Grandpap.
Yeah, here you are, Lum.
Yeah, what does it say, Lum? What does it say? Hurry up.
You fellas heard anything about the robot yet? Found any traces of him?
No, we just hoping this telegram might tell us something about him, Grandpap.
No, that couldn't have nothing to do with him. Not unless he can travel a lot faster than I ever figured he could.
Where's it from?
Well, I ain't sure. Them envelopes are thicker than they used to be and harder to see through. But I think, let's see now, where did it say now? Oh, my goodness.
Now, what's the matter, Lon?
This is from Dr. Grill in Washington.
Dr. Grill?
Yeah, and he wants us to send him that box with the robot in it right away.